Welcome back. Welcome, welcome back. Top of the second hour. Today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, August 8th, 2019. As an aside, I try to give what I would consider Rosetta Stones. There are a lot of people saying a lot of great things. I try to contribute something unique to the discussion of, hey, something is wrong. I wish we didn't have to have this discussion, but it seems imperative. It has for quite a while. But because of the loss of personal power that I've talked about, you know, I think of John Stadmiller earlier this year at the conference. I believe it was this year, right? Things go so fast these days. Saying, where is everybody? Back in the 90s, we had people. Where is everybody? Well, mass mind control has kicked in. It's kicked into high gear. Loss of personal power. Three main conditions of loss. Amnesia, loss of memory. Abulia, loss of will. Apathy, loss of interest in events that are vital to one's overall health and well-being. And so now America is categorized largely not just by an apathy, but an impotence in the Orthodox sense. We are imbeciles, largely, in the Orthodox sense. A nation of impotent imbeciles. And that's not good. Discussion is, you know, it's a crisis. It's a four-alarm fire. In many ways, the country is literally on fire. Fire season is in full swing again. I haven't even gotten back to that yet. There are these weird harbingers. Like, I enjoy riding everywhere whenever I can. And whenever it makes sense, and even when it's not practical sometimes, you know, in certain seasons of the year, I would rather ride even if it's impractical, even if it's, if it's not impossible, basically, I would prefer to ride motorcycles, that is. So, and bicycling is fun. I just don't like being told that I'm going to have to ride a bicycle because I'm not a smart person unless I ride one. You know, that kind of garbage is offensive to me. There should be an anti-propaganda, an anti-Bernaysian, you know, gaslighting and whatever effect where you're just repulsed and repelled by it. Anyway, I try to give Rosetta Stones. Blackstone to me is a Rosetta Stone. Because of how he was quoted in the founding era. James Otis is a Rosetta Stone. Thomas Jefferson is a Rosetta Stone. And of course, the greatest Rosetta Stone of all in my mind is the Bible. So I try to give those things so that you can just sort of get to the quickly to the headwaters of knowledge and information, you know, because time is of the essence these days. Anyway, Makita Price says that security was lacking, even though she was asked, you know, a security person asked to look inside her purse. They only asked me to open my purse. You're being treated like a criminal. Do you realize that? You're getting the same searches that criminals receive. Are you a criminal? No, but it's a price you pay. I mean, they do it at the airport. I know. Again, that's, you know, same thing that happened in places like Nazi Germany. It's social engineering. It's conditioning you. It's operant conditioning. Conditioning you to just normalize the loss of personal power, to normalize the criminal treatment. It's conditioning. That's all it is. It's not making you safer ever, anywhere. In fact, I would argue quite the contrary, because bad guys who still, you know, the unreasonable man, George Bernard Shaw's unreasonable man, does not relinquish his personal power in those ways. And therefore, if you have made yourself completely helpless, completely and utterly and totally helpless, aren't you putting yourself at great peril, great personal risk? Well, you know, they're apprehending these people in less than a minute now at these things. I'm glitching, apparently, naturally. This is important stuff. Of course. Maybe I'll talk about Martha Stewart and everything will be fine. Now that might not work either. Anyway, so, you know, don't you realize if you're at the festival and you have completely abrogated or allowed your personal power to wither, you've put yourself at great risk and great peril. You have no personal power. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, police and the FBI were at the Gilroy Festival and they neutralized the suspect, well, at least one of them, in 60 seconds. So, you know, okay, but if you have completely just surrendered your own personal power, you are not self-reliant in this sense at all for your own survival, then aren't you putting yourself at risk? Well, you know, they apprehend this or they neutralize the suspect in 60 seconds. Yeah, but what about the folks the interwebs are not cooperating, so we've fallen back and regrouped. Anyway, thank you for bearing with us. Let me just go over that again real fast. I don't know what went through and what didn't. You have folks like Makita Price, 42-year-old Vallejo woman, Gilroy Garlic Festival attendee. As an example, no offense, Makita, I'm not trying to single you out and embarrass you, but your remarks are emblematic of the situation we face and the conditioning that has brought us here or helped us arrive where we are. Again, it's cybernetic.
Being shot in the people.
Among you. We have engineered Makita Price's trajectory, and she arrived precisely at the mental mile marker that we engineered for her at precisely the proper moment. Makita Price, 42-year-old Vallejo woman, says in the Sacramento Bee article that she was asked, security person asked to look inside her purse, which is horrifying. Any healthy, well-adjusted woman will say, well, things that are probably not suitable for the air. She's a lady, though. She'd probably say something along the lines of, not on your life or whatever. You know, absolutely not. You may not. And what women should say is when someone says, "May I?" No, you may not. Well, I'm sorry, you can't attend the festival. Well, I'm sorry, you don't get our business then. And you don't get to program the rest of the country with a strategy of tension event. Everyone should say no. That's what you should say. You just say no. But we don't have personal power anyway. So she says, asked to look inside my purse. They only asked me to open my purse, she said. She wasn't patted down. There were many opportunities for people to walk in. The security was very relaxed. I mean, we didn't get the screening we get at the airport. You mean you didn't get the social engineering you get at the airport? You didn't get the conditioning and the treatment? You know, you didn't get treated like a criminal? Because taking off your shoes at the airport does not make you safer. It does not. How many, you know, come on. Well, you know, in the movies, yeah. James Bond used to have a little, you know, heel that he could, right. Taking off your shoes is social conditioning. It's engineering. It's not making you safer. But you get used to it. So, you know, Makita Prices tell us that security is lax when her purse is gone through by strangers she's never met. That's awkward. No, it's perfectly normal. It's perfectly fine. Yeah, history tells us when you get here, you've put yourself at great peril. You take complete loss of power. You have these people who have no personal power, completely impotent imbeciles. You turn them vicious and nasty. I'm going there next. This other article. Beware America's shocking loss of empathy. The symptoms of a society coming unhinged. This is an interesting article. Again, Psychology Today. This is not Conspiracy Today. It's Psychology Today. This section, skipping ahead, not to get too far ahead, but it's noteworthy and undeniable that two antonyms of empathy, disdain and indifference, have become cornerstones of American politics. Again, you put this together with the other excerpt I read from the 8 Ways Gaslighters Manipulate and Control Relationships. Some of the examples, what are they? Companies that advertise addictive products to children. Politicians who scapegoat entire groups to divide community. Media talking heads who espouse hate to gain notoriety. It's good for business. So, but there are there's no connection. You know, NBC News fact checker Jane Timm has taken an in-depth look to see if there's a link between these things and the viciousness and the corruption in America. Now, there's no link. Fact check, are video games and mass shootings linked? The suggestibilists ask. No, of course not. More than 165 million Americans enjoy video games. What does that have to do with first-person shooter games specifically, and where are the studies that you've gone through? Show me exactly. Where's the link to the story of Jane Timm's in-depth look? Subscribe to NBC News? No. Watch NBC? No. NBC News app? No. Breaking news alerts? No. Where's the link to the story? So it's noteworthy, this other article points out, Psychology Today, it's noteworthy and undeniable that two antonyms of empathy, disdain and indifference, have become cornerstones of American politics. When outsiders are routinely reviled, targeted for blame by an impulsive population that isn't capable of rational thought, bad things happen. Add doses of anti-intellectualism because, you know, they always get attacked first. I've talked about how, Solzhenitsyn in the Gulag Archipelago writes about this specifically. This is one of the first things you do. You attack not just intellectuals, but specifically folks who will in a rational, thoughtful, considerate way, not in a hysterical, hyperventilating fashion, but which I feel like, but in a rational, calm way, say, now hold on a second. Let's not so fast. Let's, you know, look at this evidence. Let's just take a look for a second. And calms people down and gets them thinking, gets the wheels turning, gets them to realize, oh, you know what? I see your point. That's a good point. You know what? You're right. I got a little carried away. Instead, you get the lynch mob fired up in the middle of the night, and by morning, something bad has happened. All the more so when you can engineer a blackout. So morning never arrives. You're just running around lynching people metaphorically. Add doses of anti-intellectualism, nationalism, and militarism to the mix, and you have a formula for disaster. Just ask Germany. Now, does that sound like what we have going on here? I mean, like Russ was saying the other day, we're talking, you know, he says, you go to these events, I don't remember, he went down a list. I don't remember the list exactly, but, you know, I don't remember having to do all of these things, doing the national anthem and the, you know, the flyover of the, you know, Blue Angels and this and that, and thank you for your service and all this garbage. I don't remember doing that. You know, it was Sinclair Lewis, right? Didn't he, wasn't he the one who was credited with saying when fascism comes to America, it'll be wrapped in a flag and carrying a cross? It's noteworthy and undeniable that two antonyms of empathy, disdain and indifference, have become cornerstones of American politics. I've been coming at the same subject matter for months now from different angles, and they're more and more pedestrian, more and more just, you know, almost establishment. You know, Psychology Today is not a conspiracy blog. I would rather not cite it, quite frankly. But I'm saying even these people, even the Freudian community acknowledges, Houston, we have a problem. It's noteworthy and undeniable that two antonyms of empathy, disdain and indifference, have become cornerstones. Disdain and indifference have become cornerstones of American politics. Do people understand how ironic that is? Disdain and indifference have become cornerstones of American politics in contravention to our history. Renounce being American then. When outsiders are routinely reviled, targeted for blame by an impulsive population that isn't capable of rational thought, bad things can happen. Add doses of anti-intellectualism, nationalism, and militarism to the mix, and you have a formula for disaster. Just ask Germany. You have created a bubbling cauldron that's about to boil over. But, you know, so when one's personal power, you know, begins to wither, and at the same time you have this sort of seething viciousness beneath the surface, what could possibly go wrong, right? So what do? You say no, you don't go to the event. You don't go. And then gradually, you start to reclaim and recapture and reinvest yourself in your own personal power. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, on using me until you use me up.
Just keep on using me till you use me up. Come back.
Until you use me up.
No, in a Christian context, that lyrics takes on a whole new meaning. Anyway, you don't take anything, I give it. Well, that's what Jesus said anyway. So, you know, what do you do? What do you do? Well, you know, everyone's going to the festival. No, everyone's not going. Maybe you just say no. Maybe you don't go. Maybe you don't put yourself in harm's way. Oh, there's nothing, you know. I mean, there are folks there. Well, maybe you just don't do that. Don't you understand that you may be putting yourself in harm's way? Makita Price says, I would never have thought in a million years this could happen. Really? Do you live in a cave? You don't read the news? The crap that the establishment media goes out of its way to shove in your face on a regular and continual basis? You never would have thought in a million years. Where is the Mother Jones database? I need to grab that. You haven't seen the Mother Jones database? The hundreds of incidents, the growing number of incidents in recent years? You never would have thought that a music festival would be the site of a high-profile incident? Huh. Okay. Talk about mental illness. So maybe you just say no. Yeah, but you know, I mean, never mind. I guess, you know, you've been convinced that you should take things. Side effects may include death. So I don't know. I guess you're not concerned with your own personal health and well-being. What can I do? Fire. The building is on fire. Get out now. Okay, you're shouting right now. It's kind of upsetting. You're shouting. So could you just calm down? You're very aggressive right now. Yeah, the building's on fire. Get out. Unbelievable. To the phones we go. Let's grab Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, thank you for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Rhonda.
How are you?
Yeah,
I know. Couple things. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but when you're on hold, I know you guys are having technical difficulties, but when you're on hold, you get dead air.
Weird.
Another
okay.
weird thing
Good
is...
Good to know.
Yeah, when I send you emails, and you're a technical guy, I'm not technical at all. If you reply, they go to my spam.
Naturally.
Yeah. So I did reply to that one from a while back before you took that another couple weeks hiatus. But couple things. So, and I know you're going to go to break here soon, but couple things. One, regarding purses and women. You brought this up a couple times. I've had to listen to an archive the last few days. But my sister and I, well, my sister used to live in Panama. And
well, I would just ask the question first. You strike me, we have not met personally, but you strike me as a well-adjusted woman. And so if someone says, a complete stranger obviously says, ma'am, I just need to look inside your purse, what is your reaction? What's your thought?
Well, first of all, it depends on if they perceive it, that they have any authority over me, because most people do not. You know what I mean? I'll give you an example. So we're down in Panama, and first of all, there's that language barrier, but we went to the bank, and there's guys out there in front of the bank with AK-47s, so when they ask you to open your purse, you're going to do it. However, one thing that she did, which was awesome, I thought, she dumped her purse out. He said, let me look through your purse. Somehow he was able to conjure up those few words in English. So
naturally.
Instead of just letting him look through her purse, she just dumped it out. So she took back control. He goes, no, no, no. And she's like, what? You know?
Yeah.
And he was he was shocked. He was like, no, no, no. And then he just let her go because she dumped it out. He had to put everything back. But I mean, I don't know what he hoped he was going to find in there, you know? I mean, I never...
Yeah.
Heard of an American going down to a bank in Panama with guys out there with AK-47s and trying to take that on, you know? Anyway, right. It's like they want to control your mind, you know? It's like, look, I'm an authority here. And when she did that, that was so great because he was no longer an authority. Do you have to go to break soon?
Yes. Yeah, we're headed into break. Hang around if you can, Rhonda. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. .org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Back. What would happen if people just started saying no? You know, what would happen on a local level at these small festivals in small towns? I mean, I know one, for example, that's a town of less than 1,000 people, and they've had some issues recently where the changes that have been proposed have had a tremendously adverse effect on the turnout, the revenue generated, et cetera. So what if the people just said no? You know what? If this is what you're going to do, we voted you people into power and authority, but if this is what you're going to do, there will be no turnout. The response will be no. So basically it's going to be crickets. We're going to end up spending money that we don't have, so to speak. You guys are going to be on the hook for it, and you're going to be forced to, you're going to be brought to account for what you've done, because you should be. You're in a position of elected authority. So we're going to ask you to account for what you've done. When we said no, and then we demonstrated no by not showing up, what would happen if people started doing that? I think things would change, but you know, you have this herd psychopathy that is instilled in people at a very early age. And I was thinking about it yesterday. You look at the careers of guys like Clint Eastwood or Charles Bronson and the movies they were making in the 60s versus the movies they made into you know, the late 20th and early 21st century, that to me is the Cliff's Notes on America and the sort of stuff that we're talking about. You know, the vigilante justice kind of thing, especially with Bronson, you know, but even Eastwood and, you know, it's a different world, unfortunately, and in many ways not better. So I appreciate your example of your sister. It was right in Panama, Rhonda.
Yeah, right. I thought it was great because, like, again,
I agree.
She was like taking control back, and a foreigner getting in control. It's just, I think it's over the top. You know, they think, "Woo, mm-hmm. I got an American here." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm going to boss her around. Anyway, so she took back control and made him feel uncomfortable. And, yeah, he was, it was great. Anyway, when I was on hold again the last time, again, dead air, Julie came on, we talked, but it's a little uncomfortable holding for someone's program
absolutely.
While there's nothing going on. But, you know, you might.
Trying to comment on what's, you know, relevant, the current mm-hmm. subject matter at hand, makes that difficult.
Yeah. So a couple other things real quick. The email I sent you last night, I almost got a feeling like, you know, you didn't want to give it any, I didn't listen to the beginning. I came late to your program. So, did you not want to talk about that? It almost sounded like you didn't want to give it any attention. Is that right?
Let me review real fast.
It was about that movie, Chris. Movie?
Yeah. Right. I'm going to look at my...
Okay.
Where is that? Where's my reply?
Because I know sometimes people... You don't want to give it any time, but people are going to find that trailer on their own. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? They
mm-hmm.
just are. My sister, I didn't have a clue because I don't watch movies, so I didn't have a clue that this was out there. And then my sister called and asked me if I'd seen it, and I was like, okay, that's disturbing, because while you're looking, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think movies are made to condition people to think that those things are normal?
Are you... That's a rhetorical question, right? Absolutely.
Well,
100%.
Yeah. So if that's the case with this movie, and your audience is probably like, what's she talking about? But we'll get to that in a second. I just don't want to bring it up if you don't want to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't mind. I don't mind talking about anything, really. Generally speaking, you know, there's nothing that I'm unwilling to talk to. In fact, usually I joke when people say, you know, they say, you do a radio thing? Yeah. They say, well, what do you talk about? Obviously, that's the next question. And I say, you know, money, politics, religion, all the things we're not supposed to talk about.
I thought you found it disturbing as well. Did you watch the trailer?
I did. So we're talking about, for folks listening, you sent me a link to the trailer for The Hunt, starring Emma Roberts and Hilary Swank. I had not seen it. He asked me, have you seen the trailer for the movie The Hunt? Very disturbing, especially the part where one of the elites, quote-unquote, says, we pay for everything, so we own everything. The premise of the movie is the elites are hunting the deplorables, and my response was, I hadn't seen that yet, and may I just say, yuck. Rhetorically speaking, of course, what kind of sick mind thinks up something so disturbed, let alone makes a feature film of it? You know, why would the country, I would add, you know, why would the country allow the marketing of this? Why would we allow this crap to be stuck in front of our children? Again, glitchy, apparently. See, that we're not supposed to be talking about this.
Yeah.
Somebody doesn't think so. So, you know, and then I added in my response, better question, what kind of sick, deranged, disturbed mind is aroused enough by this trailer? And that gets back, and aroused is the operative word, because, you know, getting back to the other stuff we're talking about, Theodore Adorno, Frankfurt School, you know, Freud, all of that stuff, won't get into that. But Better question, what kind of sick, deranged, disturbed mind is aroused enough by this trailer to want to spend a dime to watch and be traumatized by the rest? It's deeply disturbing and deeply disheartening to see such unchecked wickedness preyed upon the people. And I said, in spite of all that, thank you, as always, for, you know, thoughtfully taking time to share, because I do appreciate it. And no, I hadn't seen
well,
it.
Well, here's
and,
my
know,
other thought. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
The last thing that I'll say in conjunction with your question that I, you know, said, is it rhetorical? You know, do you think these things are made to and put out to sort of normalize this psychopathy and make people think it's normal? I would say absolutely. And I would add to that a remark that I offered recently. I was talking to someone about Miley Cyrus's video, Mother's Daughter. And like I said before, if you haven't seen it, don't see it. There's no reason to. You're not missing anything. It's just it's just evil and wicked, quite frankly. But the person was saying, you know, I said, can you believe this stuff? And so I just showed a couple of screen freezes. And this person said, you know, I'd rather not see it. I'd rather remain innocent. And that is key to what you're saying. Part of revelation of the method, part of the open conspiracy, is basically to conscript us all to evil by degrees. You know, you just pour enough raw sewage on people, and eventually we're all swimming in a cesspool and it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, I was going to say, I wanted to say, not that that's going to happen, but I'll just say that if, I mean, that we own everything, excuse me, not, you don't own me, but thing is, I was thinking, and it might take a while for this to potentially happen, but let's say that that's the kind of society that they wanted to live in, right? So kind of, I guess, like, I've never seen the whole thing of the Hunger Games, but where they're hunting people, or, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I might
or
be off
Running
on that
Man.
One, but...
I mean, I've talked about in the past. I remember seeing Running Man in high school, and my best friend at the time. We talked about, gosh, you know, I could see that happening in the future. The real.
Well,
version.
If they do that, and so they get these young people's minds, you know, and they start seeing that. Then I could just see these people you're talking about deconditioning or lack of empathy.
Mm-hmm.
I could see these young people going, oh, well, they, you know, they must have deserved it.
Right.
You know,
there will be some rationalization and justification because we're not in the didactic realm of thought anymore. We're over in what Friedrich Bastiat talked about in economic sophisms, and people have been conditioned in this dialectical continuum, which has far-reaching and tremendously adverse consequences beyond what people realize. It's not just it's not just colliding bad ideas together. It is the abrogation of truth and right and, you know, virtue, morality, religion, all of that stuff.
Right,
and so,
one last
I mean,
thing
it's,
I wanted
to... basically the, it's the gateway to exactly what you're talking about for those who are listening. I mean, it's the fast track to what you're saying. You put all of these things together, you have a society that doesn't know how to... They've been conditioned not to... right and wrong thinking has been conditioned out of them. Their conscience has been... Well, it's like the Bible talking about those who are seared in their conscience, and... Take that, you put that together with all of this other stuff, the first-person shooter stuff, the self-aggrandizement, narcissism, self-gratification, all of these things. And like you're saying, the rationalizing of evil, essentially. You know, like you said, well,
yeah.
They probably have it coming.
Yeah, well, or they deserved it, must have deserved it. But at this point, I think people are thinking to themselves, oh, that'll never happen. But why would that even become a thing? I sometimes wonder how people come up with these movie plots, and they're getting more and more disturbing,
mm-hmm.
you know, the movie plots. My sister was watching a movie last night I just caught a little bit of it. I don't watch this stuff. But with a Ouija board, I'm like, what are you watching? And I watched like 2 minutes of it. I'm like, that's disgusting. It's disgusting. And then my brother's, this is interesting because my brother's website, Pray and Encourage, it's what you can do. There's a guy that goes through, and it's kind of cool because you get like little Bible verses. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that was in there. Isaiah. And Isaiah talks about conjuring up the dead, and why would the living have anything to do with the dead or something? Are you familiar?
Exactly.
And I was like, I didn't know that that was wrong. I never knew that was wrong. I never tried to get into that realm. I mean, I tried it once when I was young and stupid, but I'm like, that's creepy. Anyway. So then the last thing I want to say is, on that reply email I sent to you after I talked to you the last time, I know this sounds complicated, right? But anyway, I sent you a link to, and then I know Jenna is talking about 5G a lot lately, and I actually got a email, I think it was from a website that so they got my email somehow, Forbidden Knowledge. I don't know if you're familiar. Anyway, I get these emails, and the 5G Crisis Summit, well, let me say it's weird, because at first it was 5G Awareness Summit, and then it was the 5G Crisis Summit. Anyway, that's coming up, and I signed up for it because it is a concern. Did you see, are you familiar?
I am, yes.
Okay. From August 26th to September 1st, it's a free online webinar, or... so I signed up for it. And one of those guys, Del Sol or something, is part of the Green Med Info. And I found this interesting. They highlighted Dana Ashley and Martin Paul in there. So, Dr. Martin Paul.
Exactly. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, so it should be interesting if for those two alone. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, I just
from what I hear, it's going to be interesting. Okay. Very cool.
That with your listeners, if they want to do that. All right. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Chris, for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rhonda. As always, much appreciated. Much appreciated. You know, it's an interesting passage. Isaiah 8, I think, is what we're talking about, and Isaiah 8. Comes back to this, you know, Rhonda brought it up. So I'm going to blame it on you, Rhonda. Just kidding. That's, you know, I've been saying, you know, I don't want it to, sound like, you know, some other network or whatever, because that's, you know, again, to me, that's the counter gang concept at work. It's not that kind of broadcast, because even those these days are conscripted if they ever weren't. Hopefully that doesn't make sense. I don't mean to be too cryptic. So Isaiah 8, starting in verse 19, that I think the verse that Rhonda was speaking to. You know, maybe we'll come back to this. Be broken, O peoples, and be shattered, and give ear, all remote places of the earth. Gird yourselves, yet be shattered. Gird yourselves, yet be shattered. Devise a plan, but it will be thwarted. State a proposal, but it will not stand, for God is with us. For thus the Lord spoke to me with mighty power and instructed me not to walk in the way of this people, saying, you are not to say it is a conspiracy in regard to all that this people call a conspiracy, and you are not to fear what they fear or be in dread of it. It is the Lord of hosts whom you should regard as holy, and he shall be your fear, and he shall be your dread. Then he shall become a sanctuary. Conditional statement. But to both the houses of Israel, a stone to strike and a rock to stumble over, and a snare and a trap for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Many will stumble over them. Then they will fall and be broken. They will even be snared and caught. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob. See that? Who is Israel? I will even look eagerly for him Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion. Interesting. But the verse that we're talking about, we'll come to when we come back. Stick around more right after this break.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
According to the Mother Jones database, I believe there were 37 high-profile incidents in the over the course of the Obama administration, in the Obama years, 37 high-profile incidents. I think Donald Trump recently remarked there were 32. And so in the Trump era, I believe there have already been 29, I want to say, or 30. So something's happening, and that's so. Oh, excuse me. Something is clearly happening. So, 8 years of Obama, 37 incidents, less than 4 years of Trump, and 30 incidents. Something is clearly happening, but you know,
fact check, are video games and mass shootings? No, no, definitely not linked. Something is happening, though. We're being plunged into evil. Like I said, you know, there is raw sewage being rained down upon us in America. What I do know is that, like I've said, you know, we have all of this hype and hysteria over white nationalism, which is the Frank Kitson's counter gang in full effect, because most people who would be immediately identified potentially as those kinds of people don't never think that way. You know, we are not caricatures of ourselves. So to reduce mass people groups to a rhetorical soundbite is foolish. Reductio ad absurdia. But this is what we're subjected to. Anyway, to conclude the passage in Isaiah chapter 8. This is the verse specifically that comes to my mind based on what Rhonda was saying. You know, when they say to you, consult the mediums and the spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not the people consult their God? Gosh, what a concept. You know, again, Jefferson, the earth belongs in usufruct to the living. The dead have neither rights nor powers over it. So Isaiah writes, when they say to you, consult the mediums and the spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people consult their God? Should they consult the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because they have no dawn. Uh-oh, what does that mean? They will pass through the land, hard-pressed and famished, and will turn out, when they are hungry, they will be enraged, and curse their king and their God as they face upward. Then they will look at the earth and behold distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish, and they will be driven away into darkness. Gosh, I hope that's not what's happening in America. I digress. Stick around. Third hour coming up. We'll be right back after this short break.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.